some of this wisdom, the infinite wisdom of God. I pray that you'd make us wise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to speak this morning for a few minutes on the wisdom of God. Our God, the scriptures tell us, is the only wise God. Well, in fact, he is the only God. And when it says he's the only wise God, he is the only God that exists. And this is one of the major characteristics of God. One of his moral attributes is that he is a wise God. In fact, he is the perfection of wisdom, and the source of all true wisdom is in God. Wisdom is defined as forming the best plans and using the best means for their execution. So you get that? Wisdom is forming the best plans and using the best means for their execution. So when we say that God is perfect in wisdom, his plans are perfect, and his means for achieving his plans are also perfect. God moves history forward very gradually toward the completion of a divine plan that's being carried out in this world among the human race today. His wisdom is manifested in his ways. The wisdom of God is manifested in his ways. And the wisdom of God, which is infinite, is incomprehensible to the unregenerate person. In fact, the Bible tells us that God's wisdom to the world is foolishness. They look at the wisdom of God, they say, that's foolishness. So that God's wisdom appears to the world to be foolishness. And it is only faintly understood by those who are regenerated. Because God's wisdom is infinite, we can only know a measure of it while we live in this world. His wisdom is manifested in several ways. First of all, his wisdom is manifested in his plan of redemption. In fact, in Romans chapter 11, he has just got through describing the plan of redemption of God in Romans 9, 10, and 11. And ends that section declaring, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The wisdom of God is demonstrated in how he planned our salvation. It's such an unusual plan that nobody has ever duplicated it in all of human history. It did not come out of the mind of a man. It came out of the mind of God. It was a plan in which God offered a substitute for sinful men. When man had sinned and broken the law of God and earned the death penalty, eternal death in the lake of fire, God had a plan. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So this plan of salvation was not made in an emergency. It was a plan designed by God before the foundation of the world. And so the wisdom of God is demonstrated in this wonderful plan of redemption. There was a substitute provided. So that fallen man who deserved the penalty of eternal punishment, God sent his own Son. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2 that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. That is, in behalf of every man. as a substitute for every man, Jesus tasted death, suffered and died on that cross so that you could have everlasting life. The Bible tells us that God's plan included a blood sacrifice, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And some people ask the question, why do you have to have a bloody religion? Why is it that religion is so bloody? Well, it come out of the mind of God. It's the wisdom of God that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And so God planned how Jesus was to die. He could not die without shedding blood. He couldn't die of a mere heart attack. He couldn't die of a mere stroke. There had to be shedding of blood. It had to be the cross route. And so Jesus went to the cross in the plan of God, because this was the wisdom of God, that Jesus Christ shed His blood on behalf of fallen man. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And so, God planned this great salvation and made it such, and planned this salvation so that people who do not deserve it can claim it. That those who are sinful, those who deserve eternal punishment, can have eternal life. In every other religion, you've got to earn your way to heaven. In every other religion, salvation is the reward of your works. But in this religion, salvation is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The world looks at this plan of salvation and they say it is foolishness. And they mock at God's great plan of salvation. But brother, nobody would go to heaven if it had not been for how God planned this out. And so designed it that sinful men and fallen men and men who deserved hell could receive from God eternal life, because Jesus Christ paid for our redemption on the old rugged cross and made a way for us to be saved. This is God's eternal plan. It is the wisdom of God. We preach the cross to the world foolishness, but to those who believe, it's the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the wisdom of God in planning this great redemption plan. God's wisdom is manifested in His providence, in how He intervenes in the affairs of men, in the daily happenings of our lives, in the way that the direction that God steers life. God's wisdom is manifested in His providence, so that when we look back on our lives through an understanding gained through the Word of God, an understanding gained through the Spirit of God, we look back on our lives, we see the divine hand of God in our life. We see how that God is directing our life. We see how that God is molding our life. It's hard for us sometimes to understand that when we're in the heat of the moment, when we're in the pressure, under pressure of trials and temptations. It's hard for us to understand that God is working a plan in our life. Sometimes we can't see the nail-scarred hand in our life. And we feel like sometimes we're just victims of fate, but we're not victims of fate. There is a divine plan being worked out in this world. God is working out a divine plan. And there is a nail-scarred hand involved in the affairs of our lives. There is a providence at work in man's lives and the affairs of men, God is directing things to a certain end. The wisdom of God is manifested in His providential care. God is willing to share His wisdom with men. And I tell you, in order for us to understand the wisdom of God, we have to allow God to give us His wisdom. God's wisdom is manifested in His ways, I said. And His wisdom is manifested in His timing. God's timing is always perfect. You may feel like sometimes that God's forgotten about you. You may feel like sometimes that God's never going to come through. But God's timing is always perfect. Martha and Mary thought Jesus was too late. Time, my brother is sick. And Jesus tarried where He was until Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. And then Jesus showed up. Martha and Mary both said, "Lord, if You had been here, my brother would not have died." But Jesus was not late. He was coming on divine time. Because God in His wisdom, look at the ways of God. Hallelujah. His wisdom is demonstrated in His timing. Hallelujah. God's timing is always perfect. Hallelujah. Oh my, sometimes He'll try your patience. I said God will try your patience. You wonder, is God going to come through? You wonder if God is going to do anything. You're praying, you're seeking God, you're fasting, you're waiting, and it looks like God is forgotten. But I'm telling you, God's wisdom is always manifested in His perfect timing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse and Sister Susan have been waiting on God, trying to, you know, locate down here. And I know you got frustrated at times. I know it was a trial at times. And now God has come through. But you know, God's timing is always just right. Hallelujah. This is where the wisdom of God is demonstrated, in that God's timing is always just right. He's always on time. God's wisdom is inscrutable. The Bible says His ways are past finding out. So that no matter how much we learn about the wisdom of God, there's always something cloudy about it. So we cannot grasp it all. And there's always questions lingering in our minds about events that happen in our life. I'm so glad my brother and his wife are here, Mike and Kathy. And we all have had questions about my parents' passing. Why this and why that? There are cloudy issues we cannot fathom. We cannot get a hold to. We cannot perceive. And we can't clear it up in our minds and hearts, some things that we don't know. But we trust in a wisdom we cannot comprehend, because God's wisdom is perfect. And His ways are past finding out. But in the midst of sorrow and difficulty, in the midst of storms and trouble, we believe that above the storm, there is a mind, hallelujah, whose wisdom is perfect. God never makes any mistakes. God is perfect in His wisdom. So, the wisdom of God is so infinite that His ways are past finding out. We never quite clearly understand everything. We sing a song here sometimes. We'll understand it better by and by. Questions in our minds, saints of God through the ages have wondered and never been able to arrive at complete answers, because the wisdom of God is inscrutable. His ways are past finding out. But the wonderful thing about it is that God is willing to share His wisdom with us. We don't have it all. We don't have perfect wisdom, but I remember that Sister Hall's daughter that passed away years ago. She was about 19 years of age. What was her name? Libby Hall. She had cancer and died very young. And she wrote a song during her illness and sickness, taken from the book of Psalms, I think chapter 37, where the Bible says that as for God, His ways are perfect. She wrote that song in her sickness. She's a dying girl, 19 years old. But she was a believer. They asked, she was at school, asked her about, you know, how do you feel? She said, I'm dying. I feel like it's going to be the most exciting time that I've ever known. And she faced death with courage because she believed. She was a believer. She trusted. And she wrote that song, as for God, in the time of her sickness, as for God, His ways are perfect. And God tells us, listen to this, children. The Lord tells us, in all of your getting, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It says to esteem it above rubies. It says it's more important than the treasures of gold and silver. It says in all of thy getting, get wisdom. Where does it come from? It comes from God. God is the source of perfect wisdom. And He said, in all of your getting, get wisdom. This, my brother, is critical to our well-being spiritually. This is critical to our well-being in our families. We must get wisdom. In all of your getting, get wisdom. Y'all remember the man Socrates, called the wisest man in the West, but he lived before Christ. And of course, that's a secular comparison. But Socrates was approached by a man one day who said, Socrates, teach me wisdom. He said, follow me. Took him out in the ocean. All of a sudden, after they waded out in the ocean a ways, he plunged him beneath the water suddenly and held him and held him and held him. And the man struggling and fighting and trying his best to get up. And finally, after a while, Socrates lets him up. He's spluttering, he's blowing water. He said, what in the world did you do that to me for? He said, what did you most want while you were under that water? He said, I wanted air. He said, when you want wisdom like you wanted air, you can get it. And so the Bible tells us to treasure wisdom like silver and gold, like rubies. This is to be the hunger of our heart, the desire of our life, that we obtain wisdom. The Bible tells us we're to pray for wisdom. The Bible says in James chapter 1, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Hallelujah. God says you can have it. God said, I'll give it. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God says, I'll give him wisdom. He said, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he said, can y'all help me? What does it say? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Brother, when we're trusting in our own wisdom, listen to me, when we're trusting in our own wisdom, the Bible says God's wisdom to the natural man is foolishness, but man's wisdom to God is foolishness. And so when we trust in our own wisdom, we inevitably make shipwreck. But when we're seeking the wisdom of God, lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct thy path. So like the preacher, I've told you this before. Some of you maybe hadn't heard it, but listen to this. The black preacher, the black brother that I used to work with, he come in one Monday morning. I asked him, I said, "Brother, what did your preacher preach about yesterday?" He said, "He preached a wonderful sermon." Get this. It's blessed me over and over again. He said, "My preacher preached on what do you do when you don't know what to do." And he took his text from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths." Hallelujah. So when you don't know what to do, trust in the Lord. Ask God for wisdom, for God will give you wisdom. We're to seek for wisdom. And we're not only to seek for wisdom, we're to share wisdom. The world needs to know that there is a wisdom beyond that of natural man. And the Bible says that a good man is to show out of his conversation his wisdom. I hadn't got that exactly right. Turn here to James chapter 3. Who's a wise man? And endued with knowledge among you, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. So what he's saying is this. When you have obtained wisdom from God, then that wisdom will be demonstrated in how you conduct your life so that your behavior will demonstrate the wisdom of God in you. Do you have God's wisdom? Let me tell you this. There will be, if you are not already in circumstances where you need the wisdom of God, you shortly will be. I said, if you're not already there, you shortly will be in a situation where you need the wisdom of God. And I'm telling you that God will give you wisdom. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we're glad for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God this morning.